O God of God, O Light of Light, O Prince of Peace and King of Kings, to you in heaven's glory bright, the song of praise forever ring. To him who shares the Father's throne, the Lamb once slain but raised again. Behold the glory he has won, all thanks and praise, amen, amen. For deep in prophet's sacred page, and grand in poet's winged word, slowly in type from age to age, the nation saw their coming Lord. Till through the deep Judean night, rang out the song, goodwill to men. Sung once by firstborn sons of light, it echoes now, goodwill, amen. That life of truth, those deeds of love, that death so steeped in hate and scorn, these all are past and now above. He reigns our King, first crowned with thorn. Lift up your heads, O mighty gates, so sang that host beyond our ken. Lift up your heads, your King awaits. We lift them up, amen, amen. Then raise to Christ a mighty song, and shout his name, his glories tell. Sing, heavenly host, your praise prolong, and all on earth your anthem swell. All hail, O Lamb, for sinners slain, forever let the song ascend. All hail, O Lamb, enthroned to reign. All hail, amen, amen.
The order of service is page 136. Stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, imploring Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The introit on your white bulletin. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain.
heard, so I have seen. In the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, God will establish it forever. For this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness. In the midst of your temple, according to your name, O God, so is your praise to the end of the earth. O Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy. Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we implore you that as your only begotten Son was this day presented in the temple in the substance of our flesh, so by him we may be presented to you with cleansed hearts through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the presentation of our Lord is from the third chapter of Malachi. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. This is the word of the Lord. The gradual is chanted together. They shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. The epistle is from the second chapter of Hebrews. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and released those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For indeed, he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. This is the word of the Lord. We rise the tract.
Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. This is the glory. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. The hymn is hymn 185.
And joy I now depart, since God so wills it. Serene and confident my heart, stillness fills it. For God promised that
that hurt me no more than quiet slumber. This is what you have done for me, my faithful Savior. In you, Lord, I was made to see all God's favor. I now know you as my life, my help when I am dying. It was God's love that sent you forth as man's salvation, inviting to yourself the earth, every nation. By your wholesome healing word resounding round our planet. You are the health and saving life, the cleansing darkness. You feed and lighten those in night with your kindness. Oh, God's people find in you their treasure, joy, and glory.
A sermon text is from Malachi chapter 3. Emphasis on the words, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and of Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Now Malachi is the last prophet of the Old Testament, and he is the last one before the silencing of prophecy for some 400 years. The Babylonian captivity, well, that had cured the people of the gross idolatry of worshiping idols. However, by means of a conversational style of writing, we have Malachi, and he rails upon God's people because of their dead works righteousness. Yes, they were following the requirements of the law outwardly, but they were not trusting in the Lord. Although God had shown his love toward his people, the priests were offering impure sacrifices of polluted bread. The animals were crippled animals that they didn't want to have themselves anyway. The people were going around divorcing their wives and intermarrying with the heathen neighbors. So what does Malachi say will happen? Well, he says there will be a messenger whom we know as John the Baptist who will come to prepare the way before God. After that, the Lord will come to his temple. That is Jesus. Today we celebrate that first coming of our Savior Jesus Christ to the temple for his presentation and the purification of Mary. So what about this? Well, here's what Luther says. I think he says it quite well. Simeon has a very penetrating eye. In this child, there is no kingly mien or royal garb to see, merely the form of a poor beggar. The mother is poor, with hardly 5 pennies in her purse to redeem her child in keeping with the law. The child is wrapped up in poor swaddling clothes. Nevertheless, Simeon comes right up without anyone's testimonial and publicly attests, this child is the Savior of the world and a light to all the Gentiles. Oh, this is a remarkable sermon. A wonderful witness on behalf of this child as Simeon looks upon this little infant wrapped up in shabby clothes. By reason judgment, well, he would have had to say that this is no king. It's just a beggar child. But he does not allow his reason to judge by what his eyes behold. But he denominates this child as a king, greater than all the kings in the world. For he calls him a Savior prepared by God for all nations, a light to lighten the Gentiles all over the world. Indeed,
for Simeon, this was to open one's eyes wide and look far beyond oneself. His eyes behold the whole world, from one end of the earth to the other. Wherever in the whole world, he says, there are peoples and Gentiles, there this child is a Savior and a light. Thus, Simeon comprehends everything that the Holy Scriptures state and associates it with this child now lying within his arms. So says he. Well, there are two things that must draw or direct our attention on this day. First of all, Malachi tells us what our coming Lord will do. He says he is like a refiner's fire and a launderer's soap, and he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and as silver. You see, the coming Lord is going to take one look at his sin-dirty people, and he's going to set about washing them. Now, this is not a gentle process, my friends. Just as the agitator in a washing machine beats and wrings the clothes and the soap penetrates to drive out the rubbing dirt, so our Lord will use his law to expose our sin. He will squeeze us and beat us and, well, wring us until we give up our spiritual dirt. By this washing, the prophet Malachi is foreshadowing holy baptism. Those who are baptized, yes, they're baptized only once to become God's children, but we don't leave behind our baptism. The catechism, what does such baptizing with water indicate? It indicates that the old Adam in us should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. So the early church fathers, they always spoke about us living like a fish in our baptismal waters. Well, perhaps I could say that we ought to live like clothes in God's washing machine. Yes. And if that picture wasn't enough, well, Malachi offers the image of a purifying fire of the smelter. Our God is going to put his people through fire in order to burn off their impurities. Their sins will be burned up and they will be pure, purged to be made precious metals of gold and silver. Now, once again, this action is harsh and radical. It is essentially necessary. The coming of our Lord is to be one of purification. And this purification involves two things. First, that we confess our sins. And second, that we receive absolution. Yes. The Lord will work repentance by his law and faith by his gospel. Now, those who cling, hold to their unrighteousness, Malachi tells us, they will not be able to stand on that day of his coming or stand at his appearing. They will be rejected. But those who have been baptized into Christ will be given new desires. The baptized will delight in the Lord. They will rejoice in his coming. Jesus Christ is our sacrifice who gives us salvation. Simeon and Anna and I and you, well, we are those who rejoice. We rejoice in the Lord's coming. And thus forgiven, we will stand. The second thing which Malachi teaches us is the outcome of our Lord's coming. What will be the fruits of all this washing of clothes and refining of silver and gold? Malachi says it this way. Then they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then they shall offer. The offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord. These pure sacrifices are going to be offered up. The cleansed and purified believer is going to offer up pure sacrifices. Before his coming,
We were impure and unholy. But now the Lord will be pleased with our offerings as they come from his priests. These pure sacrifices are none other than the fruits of faith, yes, good works done out of thankfulness and salvation. Now, the Roman Catholic Church uses this chapter from Malachi 3 to justify what they call the daily sacrifice of the Mass, by which they earn forgiveness for the living and for the dead. But this sacrifice that Malachi speaks about cannot be a works righteous act. God did not cleanse the clothes and burn off the impurities so that we could return to a merely outward observance apart from faith. No, our confessions explain that this daily sacrifice, what is it? They say it is none other than the preaching of the gospel. So that, as Paul says in Romans 15:16, the believing Gentiles become a pure offering. Listen, here's what our confessions say. Another passage also is cited from Malachi 3:3, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering of righteousness. This passage clearly requires the sacrifices of the righteous, hence it does not favor the opinion of the opus operatum. But the sacrifices of the sons of Levi, that is, those teachings in the New Testament, are none other than the preaching of the gospel, the good fruits of preaching. As St. Paul says in Romans 15:16, ministering the gospel of God that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. In other words, that daily sacrifice is none other than the preaching of the gospel, which you hear, and through hearing the word, you are washed and cleansed of your sins, so that you may make righteous sacrifices in faith. I go on. The Gentiles might be offerings acceptable to God by faith. For in the law, the slaying of victims signified both the death of Christ and the preaching of the gospel, by which this oldness of the flesh should be mortified, killed, and the new and eternal life begun in us. But our adversaries everywhere perversely apply the name sacrifice simply to the ceremony itself. They omit the preaching of the gospel, faith, prayer, similar things, although the ceremony is established on account of these. The New Testament, though, ought to have sacrifices of the heart, and not just ceremonials for sin that ought to be performed after the manner of a Levitical priesthood. So you see, acceptable sacrifices is a contrast with the Old Testament. As I began, what was Malachi again? These people were outwardly doing the stuff God said, but they didn't believe. They didn't trust in God. Here of the New Testament, we have been taught about Jesus Christ, and so trusting in Christ for our salvation, we wish to receive the preaching of the gospel. We wish to love our neighbor. We wish to pray and to offer up these pure sacrifices. Why? Because we've been forgiven. We have faith in Christ. So in conclusion, my preaching this day is for the purpose of washing you and burning off your impurities. I am laboring so that you leave behind your sins and cling to your Savior, the one who forgives you, that you might be pleasing to the Lord. Like Anna, listen to the prophetic message. Like Simeon, lift up your voice and praise Jesus. And like Mary, be purified by the means of grace. For behold, your Savior has come. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, Create in Me, We Stand. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Yes.
away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, firstborn of all creatures, and Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, on this day of your presentation in the temple, we render unto you most hearty thanks that you did prepare your whole life, did present your whole life to the Father for the doing of his will and the fulfillment of his purpose. You, who are the very God of very God, hiding your glory in the form of a little child, was for our sakes made under the law to redeem us that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Enlighten our minds, we pray you, that we may know you as our Lord, our righteousness. Let our eyes see your salvation, that with Simeon we may take you up in the arms of faith, enfold you in our hearts, find comfort in you alone, in distress and affliction. Hear our supplications, deliver us, and be the strength of our life. Grant us grace also to present ourselves to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Enable us to walk in your fear, to serve you in willing obedience all our days, that our heart and our members would be servants of righteousness, that we would be blameless in the day of your coming. And because you have sent us a light to lighten the Gentiles, you have been sent as a glory of your people Israel, a son of righteousness. Arise among them with healing in your wings after all the ends of the earth, that they may see the salvation of our God. Let your word, that daily sacrifice for sins, be preached to all men. Grant us faithful ministers and teachers. Let us be diligent hearers and doers of the word. Help us bring up our children in your fear. Fill our hearts with Christian love that we may avoid offenses, administer abundantly. Let the light of our good works shine before men and so gain many for your kingdom. Let us abide in your grace and finally depart in peace. Present us before your heavenly Father in that garment of your perfect obedience, that beholding you in your glory, we may with all the elect worship you, our blessed Redeemer, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy,
Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna.
mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat His body and drink His blood, as He bids us do in His own testament. Hear us as we pray in His name and as He has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. Amen.
Graciously hear our prayers, O Lord, and extend to us your mercy, that through the reception of Christ's body and blood, we may be found worthy in the sight of thy majesty, through the same Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul into everlasting life. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto everlasting life.
And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed him.
Let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good,
and his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. We beseech thee, O Lord our God, that thou wouldst make the holy mysteries which thou hast conferred upon us for the preservation of our spiritual life, both a present and a future remedy. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you.